Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States and Bahrain have maintained a strong relationship for decades. In 2002, the U.S. designated Bahrain a major non-NATO ally. In March, the two countries conducted the second U.S.-Bahrain strategic dialogue, which coincided with the visit to Washington by Bahraini Crown Prince and Prime Minister Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa. U.S. and Bahraini officials met to advance key priorities, such as peace and security, deepening professional, educational, and cultural ties, enhancing prosperity by strengthening economic cooperation, and countering terrorism and transnational threats. When U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin welcomed the Crown Prince to the Pentagon March 2nd, he praised Bahrain's generosity in hosting the U.S. Naval Forces Central Command and the Fifth Fleet, as well as for the kingdom's invaluable support to last year's historic Afghan evacuation mission. Secretary Austin noted strong partners like Bahrain are especially important given the threats that we face today, including Iran's support for terrorism and its illicit supply of weapons across the region. He also hailed Bahrain for taking the courageous step of establishing a lasting partnership with Israel. That, he said, is a momentous decision that will make the region more secure. Vice President Kamala Harris met with Crown Prince Salman bin Hamad on March 4th. The vice president reiterated the Biden-Harris administration's support for human rights in Bahrain. She also welcomed Bahrain's joining the Artemis Accords, a set of rules and norms to guide international cooperation in space. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with the Crown Prince March 2nd and participated in the strategic dialogue. At the conclusion of the dialogue, the United States and Bahrain issued a joint statement. The two countries reiterated their commitment to regional and global peace and security. They noted that a constructive dialogue had taken place to advance human rights in Bahrain. The two countries recognized the importance of bringing peace and humanitarian aid to Yemen and discussed how to further expand Bahrain's ties with Israel after the signing of the Abraham Accords. They also discussed their mutual commitment to tackle the climate crisis under the Paris Agreement. With Bahrain and the United States continuing and expanding their historic partnership, the region and the world are safer and more prosperous.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.